Welcome back to More Than Money on QR Calgary. You're here with Rob and Leanna, filling in for Dave and Faisal today. And we have a really interesting discussion here because there is some information about whether or not you would take a lower salary if it meant you got a better pension. Now, Rob, I know we talked to a lot of people who don't necessarily have a defined benefit or defined even a defined contribution plan through their employers. And it's a source of stress for a lot of Canadians because they don't have that guaranteed income in their retirement. They're relying on their investments for it. So we have actually a fantastic guest with us today who's going to talk to us about some research about whether or not people are looking for better pensions in the workplace right now and what that could mean for employers. We have Derek Dobson, CEO and plan manager at the CAAT Pension Plan with us. Derek, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
Derek, can you just kind of give us an overview of that the study you did and maybe, you know, what your main findings were?
Sure, absolutely. So there's actually several studies that I'll refer to, and it's really testing the relevance of defined benefit pension plans, given all the concerns about affordability. And what the big results, the top line results, were that 7 out of 10 Canadians would actually take a lower pay increase to have more of that money shifting over to a better pension plan. I think a lot of people recognize that they're not good at saving themselves, and having a workplace pension plan that's automatic is something very important, and they're actually willing to take lower pay to get it.
Wow, 7 out of 10. Now, is that older Canadians, people who are already have been in the workforce for a while and are getting close to the retirement mark, or are those younger people?
That's a great question. It's actually across the board. So when I look at the data, I look at it deeply to look across different age groups, because different industries have different age groups in the workplace, especially in Calgary. And then also I looked at it at different income levels, and there was very little difference when we looked at the study across those two cross sections. It was quite surprising for me.
Has this data changed at all in the pandemic, in a tighter labor market that we know? Has that been a more of a stress on the employer to provide this extra benefit in the last couple of years?
I think more and more employers, especially as demographics shift to the marathon for talent rather than just a short-term war for talent, that employers are looking at doing more for their employees. And they are turning to studies like I just mentioned, because it's what can we do that actually focuses on retaining workers, improving their wellness, their financial wellness, which also benefits them from a culture and productivity perspective. So yeah, employers are paying more attention to this, and I'm seeing increases in contribution rates going to the pension or the introduction of a defined benefit pension plan, which is quite rare if you look at the last 20 years.
So what kinds of those pension plans are sort of the most attractive, or what features of them do employees find most attractive when they're looking at different employers?
Yeah, from the surveys that I've seen, and including for our own 90,000 members, it usually boils down to, I need income for life, a paycheck for life. So that's usually right at the top of the house, is I don't know how long I'm going to live, so give me something that I know is going to be in my bank account each and every month for as long as I live. Then the next tier down, and it's not a big gap, but it's give me something that keeps pace with inflation, so inflation protection in the pension, and also make sure it covers my spouse, because household finances, you need to put the budget together from where's the income going to come if I die first. So those are the big ones. And then I would say a little bit of a gap between, and I don't know what's going to happen to me. I might be forced into early retirement because of changes in the economy or my health, etc. But some early retirement features would also be a nice to have.
Is there specific industries that, so I can go back to the mention on the defined benefit, and for listeners, this is more the old school way of you are getting a defined amount once you retire. Is there certain sectors or industries that are providing that? That was kind of an interesting piece that you said.
So really briefly, over the last 20 years, a lot of employers were getting out of defined benefit pension plans because they were unpredictable from a funding perspective. But that pushed risks on individual members to figure out that on themselves. So we're actually seeing in our plan, so we opened up our plan to all provinces, all industries. We now have 16 different industries. But I would say predominantly where the initial interest has come is where they were getting out of defined benefit or closed it down, and then they had defined contribution for new members. And now that's inequitable between those two types of why does it matter if I joined the year before or the year after my financial outcome? So those employers are saying, nope, we want defined benefit for everybody. And you're quite right when you mentioned defined benefit seems to be the old model. And we actually brand ourselves as a modern defined benefit pension plan, which gets it off the balance sheet for employers, but still has predictable lifetime paycheck for life with inflation protection. So there are new innovations coming to the pension space in Canada, and it's very exciting. And we have a new employer joining every 2 days, just to give you a sense on the path of how quickly to attract and retain workers in a competitive market, pensions make a difference.
That sounds actually like a really interesting sort of new model, as it were, for defined benefit plans, or at least gives employers more flexibility. Do you think we're actually going to see some growth in the defined benefit space, or the number of employees that have access to a defined benefit plan over the next, call it 20 years?
Absolutely. It's quite simple. Give workers what they want, but protect the balance sheet. So this modern defined benefit pension plan really allows employers to have the best of both worlds, the best of defined contribution, predictable cost, but attraction, retention, wellness benefits that members want. And most of the CHROs that I'm talking with across the country, and CFOs as well, they're looking for that best of both worlds. So it's only in those conditions, I think, where defined benefit, modern defined benefit plans will make a comeback, is you have to do what's right for the employer, but you also have to do what's right for the employee.
So, Derek, maybe for listeners, you can give, if an employee that's looking for, you know, a new job, or maybe a, something different, maybe the top three things they should be looking for in their compensation package if this is going to come up.
Yeah. I mean, below the top line of what am I getting paid and what my career aspirations and growth are perspective, if you think about your future self, I think is the context of the question. Understanding, and it's hard to understand pensions, but understanding if it's defined benefit, what are the benefits? What are my contributions? If it's defined contributions, what are my contributions? What's the match from the employer? And what are the defaults? So help me, what are the education elements? So it's really, are you a partner employer on my goal of protecting my future self and having a secure retirement so I can get that out of my headspace and just focus on the task at hand on my current self and my current. So it's really, I would be asking employers, because many of them advertise we have a world-class pension plan, but when you dig deeper, it's not really there. So I would ask a few more questions. I'm a little bit of a person who approaches other people. I would talk to existing employees or maybe even existing retirees of that company to really get the true facts of how good is the plan. And employers are willing to change it. Employees just need to put up their hand and ask those questions.
Derek, thank you so much. It's going to be really interesting to see over the next couple of years here whether or not we can see actual some pension growth rather than contraction like we've seen over the last few years. So thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been my great pleasure. Thank you.
We've been joined by Derek Dobson, CEO and plan manager of the CAAT pension plan. Now, Rob, we are going to talk about what happens if you don't have a pension plan and you're going to be funding your own retirement at our upcoming seminar.
Absolutely. Join us Tuesday, September 26, 7 p.m. in person at the Hamptons Golf Club. You can go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today. We hope to see you at our next seminar. And from all of us here at the More Than Money Show, just a reminder, you can access any past segments if you want to listen to this again at any point in time at morethanmoneyradio.com, or download our podcast at wherever you listen to your podcast. Just search for More Than Money CHQR. From Rob, myself, Leanna, and all of us here, thanks for joining us. Take care.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.